Okay, Avosai, good morning, and our limud of halacha every morning is as a chus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav Refuah Shleim, and Bakor of the Sosha Chol Yisrael. So, we started learning yesterday, when is the optimum time to say slichas? And although I worked out that Lilo is, I took as an example next Motzei Shabbos, Lilo is at 7:33 and Alois HaShach is 5:19, so the night is actually 9 hours 46 minutes, and each of the Ashmurois, each of the three watches, the Ashmurois, Ashmur Roshoina, Shnia, and Shlishis, is 3 hours and 15 minutes. Let's assume a night of 9 hours, and each Ashmur is 3 hours. It's much easier. And Chatzos is in the middle of the middle one, which is after 4.5 hours. Yeah, if the night is 9 hours, then Chatzos is the middle, so that's after 4.5 hours. So therefore, we've got three Ashmurois, three watches. Exactly what the watches are, I'm not even sure. But they're to do with the Kohenim, standing watch overnight. In the Beis HaMikdosh, there were shifts, basically. A two-hour shift, a second. So we're saying now, we're assuming a night of 9 hours, and therefore three shifts of 3 hours each. Okay? So, he says as follows. He says, Noigim lokum ba'ashmurois loima stichas tachnunim. V'hainu b'sholos shoyos ha'achronos shel ha'layla. Assuming a night of 9 hours, then the last 3 hours are going to be the Ashmuro Shlishis, the third Ashmuro, and the third Ashmuro is the last one just before Alois HaShacha. So the end of the night, the last 3 hours. In our case, it's the last 3 hours and 15 before, minutes,
before
which means it would start at 2 o'clock in the morning. Right, 4 minutes past two in the morning, up till Alos is the ideal, up till 5:19, sorry, next week, from 2:03 till 5:19 is the perfect time for saying slichas. And I think that nobody says slichas during that time. I don't know if anybody does. Even I remember Mr. Klein, Zichron Levrocha, Gabriel Klein, my father, my brother Shver, yeah? He remembered, it made an impression on me. He said that in Makov, where he grew up, in Hungary, he said that on the first night of Slichas, he said everybody went to bed, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, the Gabba went around knocking on the doors and shouting, everybody get up for Slichas. He said at 2:30, there was a procession in the street. He said that everybody used to walk by candlelight with flaming torches. So they used to walk to the shul, yeah, and at 3 o'clock in the morning or sometime like that, they used to say slichas. And he said, obviously, that made an impression on him. You can imagine, you know, in the middle of dark, yeah, what? Neubelender the English, yeah. So they got up in the middle of the night and they had this public procession, the whole kehillah walking towards the shul, and they said slichas together. And that obviously made an impression. But even that wasn't the ideal time. Yeah, it might have been, yes. By then, yes. Because, yes, it was. Because, let's say, from 2 o'clock till 5 o'clock, we're saying approximately the last 3 hours of the night is the right time for slichas. And if they made the slichas at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's the last 3 hours of the night, the Ashmur Shlishis. So he said, that's the best time. Why? Shakadosh Baruch Hu shot bo Olam Hazeh. We don't know what that means. Hakadosh Baruch Hu floats around in Olam Hazeh at that time, but it's regarded al pi soid. It's regarded as an Eis Rotzoin. It's a time of Rotzoin. It's a time to say Slichas when Hakadosh Baruch Hu will listen. He says, "V'achshov." But nowadays, who does it then? Who does it in the ideal time? Yep, Misachrim ad haroy al harov ad hascholas amud hashacha. That there are people who do it at Hascholas Amud HaShacha till the beginning of Amud HaShacha. I don't know where Hascholas Amud HaShacha means. I think it means that they start just before Amud HaShacha and then the slichas continue after Amud HaShacha. In other words, they're doing it at the very end of the night. They're still doing it Besoif Ashmuro Shlishis. If they start just before Amud HaShacha, let's say the next week we would do slichas at 5:15 in the morning, then 5:15 in the morning would be the end of the Ashmura Shlishis. Yeah. Not the middle of it, you wouldn't get the whole of slichas into it, but you get some of slichas, you've started slichas in the Ashmura Shlishis. Yeah. And again, I don't know how many people actually do slichas at 5:15 in the morning. Probably not many. So we all do it after Alois HaShacha, which means that we miss the optimum time for slichas. Okay. Umikol Mokoy, he says, Afim nisach ad achashehe yayoyim. And then you might say to yourself, well, I've missed the optimum time, so therefore forget slichas for this morning and I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I hope to get up tomorrow morning early. Lo yivatla samiyas haslichas. Yeah, lefisha yomim mo'ela shliyemei rotsoin. And therefore, even after shehiya yom hu es rotsoin, all the time just before Rosh Hashanah is time which is es rotsoin. And therefore, misha kosher lokun ba'ashmoyos haboikah, shteit nalocha, that if it's difficult, and it is difficult for us, that we would get up at 5:15 in the morning for slichas, or we'd get up to do slichas at 3:00 in the morning, it would be difficult. I suppose the doyrus are shvacher than they used to be. Yuchaloy mislichas b'meshech kol hayoim. So even if you miss slichas in the morning, you say it in the afternoon, you can say it till nacht. Yeah, the gam lifnei tefillas haMincha, he says, even before Mincha, you can still say the slichas if you miss them out. Oh, now comes the question of the people who say slichas at night. Okay, there are people who say slichas at night, certainly on the first night. Now, on the first night slichas, which is Motzei Shabbos, there are special reasons why you want to say slichas at night. And that's to do with the nusach of the slichos. It's b'moitzoi menucha kidamnucha tchila, that we say that on moitzoi menucha we have approached you, Rabbeinu Shloinam. That's one of the nuschos. And then you've got b'zaakom ba'oid loyal, that they're crying to you when it is night. Yeah, that's another nusach that's in the slichas of the first night only. And there's another one, ritzeas yirosom ba'omdom balelois. Right, ritzeas yirosom ba'omdom balelois. And there is a what's called, I think, in the English slichas, there's a thing in brackets that says ba'omdom ba'ashmoyrois. Yeah. Now, b'tseis loyal.
Yeah.
Where? No, that's b'zakom ba'let. No, b'zakom ba'oid loyal. That one they changed b'zakom b'tseis loyal. Right. We've got three references. We've got b'moitzoy menucha, and we've got b'zakom ba'oid loyal, which, as you say, they're changing to b'tzakom, b'zakom, b'tzeis loyal, and b'tzeas rosom, b'omdom, b'aleilois, b'omdom, b'aleilois is very good according to the minhag of Makov. They actually get up at night, because they've gone to bed, and then they get up at 3:00 in the morning in order to do slichas.
Monks used to have a 3:15 minion.
Oh, 3:15 minion is perfect. Oh, so say monks used to have a 3:15. 3:15 would be perfect because that would be in the middle of the Ashmura Shlishis. Yeah, that would be in the Ashmura Shlishis, which is the ideal time. And if anybody wants to arrange such a minion, I don't know how many volunteers you're going to find.
Don't count on me.
Okay, fine. Yeah, but on Moitsoi Menucha, we've got references in the Slichas to saying Slichas at night. And Echanama, the change, I don't know where these Nuschos come from, but say it's loyal. And ba'omdom ba'ashmoyres I've only seen in the authorized English selichot. I don't even think it's in the art scroll. Ba'omdom ba'ashmoyres. Yeah. And anyway, and what we do is not even ba'omdom ba'ashmoyres. That those people who get up ba'ashmoyres is ba'ashmoyres haboike. Ashmoyres haboike is the third of the night, the third watch, and we don't even do that. So even the people who therefore, the people who say slichas at 7:00 in the morning on Sunday morning next week, those people who say slichas at 7 in the morning, they're not supposed to. Well, in theory, they're not. Ritzeas Yerosom Ba'omdom Ba'leilois doesn't work, and the revised version of Ritzeas Yerosom Ba'omdom Ba'ashmoyrois also doesn't work. They want, obviously they're looking for a word that rhymes with Ba'leilois, yeah, because it fits in later probably. I'll find him. What's he looking for?
Sefer, you ask him.
He doesn't know which Sefer he's looking for. Yeah, we're running late. You should come over. I'll find you the Sefer. Come over and start. Because we're running late. You're running late. I'm running late. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we'll continue tomorrow.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Monday, Kaf Elul, 23rd of September, Rabbi Yitzchok Grosnas Shlita, 40 days of Tshuva.
Tomorrow.
This week's Torah been sponsored by Nishmas for the very mission of Rabbi Yitzchok Mr. Moshe Joseph on the second Yad site, which was yesterday, and my family Itzkovitz on the Yad site, their grandfather, Rabbi Avraham Ben Ephraim, the son of Rochel, was the Yad site this today, with the Skos HaShvim HaKhalim HaMotom HaShem HaShvim to him, and the Shalom B'Meirom. So
My apologies for being late. I must be still in South African times, although they are hour ahead, but it's not really an excuse. I didn't realize the time. Beseder, shkoach for the opportunity to speak, and it's a big zchus always to come here. So I put on a sign that I'm going to speak about the Arboim Yoim, the 40 days of Elul and Tel Yom Kippur. I'm going to focus on that maybe more at the end. I want to start off more with a different topic, something from this week's parsha. So in this week's parsha, thank you. Okay, so in this week's show, but let's first start. First, last week with the Chulain Kisovoi. Last week we learned the Klolos of Kisovoi, and we learned them now because of Tichle Shono Vekile Loisel, Tochel Shono Bichoisel. So, what's the idea of that? What is the idea? We learned the Klolos, and therefore we sort of throw them behind us. Well, how does it work exactly? So we'll get back to that. So it says in this week's parsha, Parshas Vayelech. Now this is a vault from the Maram Shif. Maram Shif at the back of the Gemara, at the back of Gemara Chulin. Back of Gemara Chulin, the Maram Shif has a few divrei Torahs, ala Torah, where you go through the Torah, and he says a beautiful vault over there, which I think others say as well. So in the parsha, it says Parshas Vayelech, just after Chamishi, Chamishi of Vayelech. So he speaks about the Golos. It says, "So Moshe, you're gonna come and say Vezono. They're gonna do Averus. Your nation is gonna do Averus. V'chora apivoy. I'll be angry with him. V'azartim v'isalti ponamehem. I will hide from them. I'll hide my face away from them. V'hoyo lechoil. They'll be to be eaten. They'll be eaten. Mitzau rois rabois v'tzoris. They'll find many rois and many tzoris." So the nation will say on that day, "Haloi al ki ein Elokai bekirbi metzouni horoi soil." Why are all these tzoros happening? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not amongst me. Yeah? So the Klal Yisrael is blaming the tzoros on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with them. They've left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they've done Averus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not amongst us. Says the next pasuk, "Ve'onoichi hastir astir ponai bayimahu." Hashem says, "I'll surely hide my face on that day. I'll call Arash also on all the averus that they did, kifono elohim achem, because they served other idols, other gods." So the Ramban asked the question, like this, Eshtarke Kasha. He said, if Klal Yisrael say, when they get souls, when they go to Golos, they say it's because Hashem is not amongst us. So then they've done tshuva, right? They're accepting that the souls and saying it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not amongst us. So they've done tshuva. So why is the next pasuk saying, "Ve'onoichi haster astir, I'll surely hide"? Onoichi haster ponai b'yomahu. They've just accepted it. They've realized that it's not because of Hamas, and it's not because of this and that. It's because of Kadosh Baruch Hu is not amongst us. So why does it go after "Onoichi haster astir ponai"? And the Ramban answers what he answers. I think he answers that they didn't do a full tshuva or something. So he answers what he answers. The Maram Shif says a pshat like this. He says, you've got to read the pasuk like this. He says, "The Klal Yisrael, he started upon him, evo yolechem tzorazvot." So he says like this. He says, there's a moshul that the father is sometimes angry with his son. His son wasn't behaving, so he's angry with him, and he sort of goes away from him. So there is a matzav that the father taka sends him off, goes away the other direction, and he's away from him. Finish. He's fed up with the son. But then there is sometimes a time that the father says, "Okay, I'm not going to be in contact with him, and I'm going to hide away, I'm not going to be in touch with him, but I'm going to be around. In other words, when the son gets into tzoros and trouble and so on, I'll hear his cries. I'm around. I won't show myself. That's the two things. So Klal Yisrael said like this. They get metzor rois and tzoros. But Omar, Klal Yisrael said, "Al ki ein elokai bekirbi. Metzora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not amongst us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. He's gone, he's left us. He was always with us. We had the Beis HaMikdash, now that we're in Golos. So he's not with us anymore." So they're thinking that they're like that case of the father, that the father has sort of gone away. He's there, he doesn't hear, he's not around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, no, Ve'onoichi, Hashem is telling him, no, you're wrong. Ve'onoichi, Hastir Astir Ponai, Ve'yoyim Ahu. I'm not away from them, I'm hiding. Hastir Astir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, of course I'm here, I hear your cries. I'm hiding, that's all, I'm not away, I'm not gone away. It's not Ein, Alki Ein Elokai Bekim, I am here. I'm hiding. And a strong eye, Hastir Astir, a big, deep, that's how the Maram Shif learns. So it's not like the Ramban was saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all saying, you're not doing proper tshuva, so I'll surely hide. No, this is a dialogue going on between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. And Hashem is telling you, no, I am here. I'm hiding. That's the volume of Shiva, the beautiful vault. So that's something that always that's a challenge that we always have, that when we get Tzoros, and Klal Yisrael had their fair share of Tzoros this year, was stuck a lot of Tzoros, but to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still here, that's the first step that the person has to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. It's not Ein Elokai Bekirbi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Hastir Astir, he's hiding. There's another nekuda in Amunah which we have to get, and we always have to know. I remember when I learned in Gates, Rav Avraham Gurwitz used to always quote the Choyva Salavovis, who says that with Amunah, when you, there's the two parts, is Vayodata Hayoim, Vashevoy Soel Avovecho. You've got to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, Vayodata Hayoim, but there's also Vashevoy Soel Avovecho, to bring it into your heart. Because we all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, but the problem is we know it at the back of our mind. And the person thinks, fine, I learned already Choyva Salavovis, why should I learn it again? And no, the way Emunah works is that it goes at the back of your mind. You've got to be Vashevoy Soel Avovecho, to live with it. Living Emunah, to live with it. That's what we used to do after Shir. Rav Avraham Gurwitz, I think, still does it. After Shir, he goes through Choyva Soel Avovecho every day. Emunah is something which is a constant. You've got to get not just the idea, but also the feeling. Put it in your heart to feel it, to live the Emunah. So, there's another dagger like this. Let me take a Gemara Yuma. More Yuma Daf Nun Tes Samach. More Yuma Samach Tes Amud Beis. Famous Gemara. Oh, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lomo Nikol Shmon Anshe Knesses Agdoilo Sheichziru Atoro LeYoishno. Why was the Knesses Agdoilo called Anshe Knesses HaGdoilo? So if you remember, historically, the Knesses HaGdoilo were at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Ezra, Sofer, Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, when they came back from the 70 years in Bovel, after the first Golos, after the first Beis HaMikdash, or the first Beis HaMikdash, about 410 years or something, then there was the 70 years in Bovel, with the story of Purim at the end, and then they came back for the second Beis HaMikdash. So that's when the Anshe Knesses HaGdoilo were there, and that's when we were misaken a lot of things. So they were misaken brochus and tefillah. Tefillah comes from the Anshe Knesses HaGdoilo. It's all at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Lo manikos man Anshe Knesses HaGdoilo, shichziru ha-Torah le-Yoshna. They have returned the crown to its former glory. What does it mean? So he said like this. Also Moshe said, when Moshe said the psukim, also Moshe Omar, Hokeil, Hagodol, Hagibor, Ve'anoiro. Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said, it's a posuk, Hokeil, Hagodol, Hagibor, Ve'anoiro. He called HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Hashem who is HaGodol, who is big, HaGibor, who is mighty, the HaNoiro, who is, what's the translation for Noiro?
Awesome,
fearful, right. Big, mighty, and fearful. Also Yirmiyo, came along Yirmiyo. Ve'omar, Yirmiyo Anovi came, Ve'omar, Nochrim Mekakarim Be'echoloi, if Goyim are busy dancing and making a noise inside the Beis HaMikdosh, Ayin Noiro Isov. So where is the mightiness? Noiro, no, Noiro we said is awesome. Where is the awesomeness? Where, I don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu being awesome. They're going there, overtaking the Beis HaMikdash. That was Yirmiyo, right at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, when he was speaking about the Golos. He said, the Goyim are there dancing in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu awesome anymore. So he left out the HaNoiro. Now, I'm not sure where they left it out because they didn't daven, as far as I know. Then maybe there was a nusach of davening, but he left out the Ve'anoyon. Maybe there was some nusach even in the first Beis Hamikdash. Right, because brochus when nitkan be'anshe knesses agdoilo. Okay, he took out Ve'anoyon. Also, Daniel came along. Daniel, who was also then during the Chuban, or afterwards in Bovel. Yeah, also Daniel Omar. So no, oh, Daniel was stuck in Bovel. Daniel was known to be in Bovel. Omar, Nochrim mishtabdim bebonov. The goyim are mishtabed bebonov. They are working in, they are taking Klal Yisrael to Golus, making them work, killing them, torturing them. Mishtabdim bebonov. Ayek v'roisov. Where is the mightiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is the mightiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You call him, he's mighty. He doesn't look mighty. He's not looking after his children. His children are busy, led by the goyim. Loi Omar Gibor. So he took out Gibor. He took out the mighty. So that was Yirmiah and Daniel. They took out Gibor and Noira. All that was left was Godel. Osuinu came back. The Anshe Knesses like Doilo. Right? After they came back. Osuinu. Omru Adarabe. Zui Gvurosoi. Zui Noiroiso. He said, no, that's his mightiness and that's his awesomeness. Zu Gvurosoi. Where do you see his mightiness? Shekoyve Shesitzroi. Shenoisen Erech Hapayim Loroshoim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to keep quiet, to hold himself back, and let the goyim be mishtabed in the children, that's a gvura. That's a gvura. That's a mightiness. Noisen Erech Hapayim Loroshoim. Ve'elu en noiroisov. And this is the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shilmole merosh el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heach uma achas yichole liskayim b'nei umois. If not for the noiro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could one nation carry on, survive amongst the umos? So they came along and they saw in the golus, in the Churban Habayis, and in Klal Yisrael going to golus, being mishtabed to the goyim, they saw in that the gvuras and the neroes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the strength, the mightiness, and the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw in it. And they brought it back. So they brought it back. That's why they were called Anshe Knesses HaGdoilo, because they brought back the gibor and the neuro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the explanation given with on this Gemara is like this. Because let's do another line of Gemara, but further down there, the Gemara asks like this: V'Rabbona Hechi Ovdi Hochi. How can Rabbona do like that to take out those words? V'Ochi Takante the Tokin Moshe. Moshe was mesaken to say a Gibor V'Anoiro. He said that. How could they take it out? Omer Rabbi Elazar Mitoch Shiyodim VaKadosh Baruch Hu Sh'Amiti Hu Lefichach Lo Kizvu Boy. Because they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, Choisom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, so they couldn't lie. They couldn't say a Gibor V'Anoiro if they couldn't understand. So the explanation that's given with this Gemara is with Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Nefesh HaChaim that all the names that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these names, HaGodol, HaGibor VeHaNoiro, these are not names describing what he is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Because we don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. In Le Guf, in Le Tzur, yeah, we don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But these names is the way we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our eyes, the way he is noyeg with us. It's anhogos. It's our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Godel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is big. It doesn't mean he's actually big. He's bigger than big. We can't say big on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Godel because the way he is anhogos with us is big. Godel is as a chesed, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us such chesed, so we call him HaGodel. He's a Baal chesed. But is that what he is? No. Chesed means it's how we see him. So therefore, according to that, that's Piyat in the Gemara, that when Klal Yisrael were there, and they had the Churban Habayis, and they couldn't see anymore, at that time, they couldn't see HaGibor VeHaNoiro, they couldn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Gibor, because he's letting Goyim coming and being Machiv the Beis HaMikdosh, and taking Klal Yisrael to God. They couldn't see that Anhogo of Gibor and Noiro, so therefore we can't call him there. We can't say in davening HaGibor VeHaNoiro. Because I he was like that, yeah, when he did Kriyas Yamsu for us, he was a Gibor and Noiro. But it doesn't matter. At the moment now, the Anhogo with us is not Gibor and Noiro. So we can't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu now Gibor and Noiro. That's Pshat according to Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's a description of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noig with us at the time. So what happened later? So What happened later is when they realized, and that's when Be'emes they say, I've heard pshatin that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, who was it? The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, it was Modcha. Daniel Ezra Nechemia and Modcha Tzadik. When they realized, with the whole story of Purim, what was the story of Purim? That they saw that they were in Golos. And Solos are happening and things are going wrong. Yeah, they go to the Suda and the king is getting angry at them, etc. And then when they had the Solos, when they had the whole story of Purim, and then after, the story of Purim is a long story, by the way. It took over 14 years from the beginning of it. So at the time, they see Yechveh that Vashti is being killed. And they think, oy vey, you know, they will blame the Jews. You know how all the Solos happened. And through it, and then finally, 14 years later, they realize that this was all made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, orchestrating everything the whole time. So they realize we're living in a mistake. We thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here with us. We thought we don't see the Giver and the Neuro. But the Giver and the Neuro is there. So they realize that there is a Giver and the Neuro there. That's what happened with the story of Esther. So that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came back. And they said, they put back a Giver and the Neuro. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Like the Gemara says, how can a nation survive amongst all the nations? How can it be? And they saw now. So then they saw, they were able to say back that no, to put back a Gibor and Neir, there is a Gibor and there is a Neir there. That's what happened afterwards with Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But forget, they realized that it's happening now. It's not. So that's very much like the Maharam Shif said. Yeah, like Maharam Shif said, Klal Yisrael say, Ein Elokai B'Kirbi. He's not here. But then afterwards they realized, in hindsight, you know, when you have the end of the story, then you see there was a whole beginning. There was a whole ishtalshelus hadvorim. There was a whole system of things happening the whole time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing things. Then you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much here. Aster, but he's there. He's there behind the scenes pulling the strings. So that's why they brought back HaGibor V'Anoyim.
His name Esther.
Esther, yes, yes, yes. Esther, Aster. Yeah, yeah. That's all they say. Yeah. So that's the. I heard a Isof on this. I heard that the Bris Korov said. Why do we start the bracha? We start Ato Gibor le'olam Hashem. Ato Gibor le'olam Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are mighty forever. Do you say on any of the other things Gibor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor forever? Do we say Mechayim Meisim forever or Godel forever? It's Ato Gibor le'olam Hashem. So the Bris Korov said, Pshat, with this Gemara, he said that you had a Gemara over here that they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes a Gibor, but sometimes not. Sometimes not. And then they came back and they say, no, Ato Gibor le'olam Hashem. It's a Gibor, he's always Gibor. That's what the Biskov said. And I heard that Rabbi Yitzchok Hutner, when he heard this vault, he said, he enjoyed it a lot. He said, this is the Emes of vault. He's a Nikorim Divrei Emes. That's Pshat, Ato Gibor le'olam Hashem. I mean, the question is, why does it not say Ato Gibor v'noiro le'olam Hashem? But okay, he discusses the Gibor, it's Gvuros, the Brocha is Gvuros. Ato Gibor le'olam Hashem. So that's the... So that's something that's another nekuda that besides for the first step, for the first nekuda that a person has to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not gone away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, is hiding. But now there's another step that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He's not just hiding, but he's active. He's active. As we are there, we don't see the Gvuros and the Neurois. No, there is Gvuros and Neurois going on there. He's the one who's orchestrating everything. And even in the Tzoros, afterwards, stories come out like we saw with this Maison Simchas Torah. There's always stories come out and you see everything was planned. So at the beginning, the first impression is, Ein Elokai B'Kirbi. But then afterwards, you come to realize that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, he's watching everything, he's Aster Aster. But not only is Aster Aster, but he's actually there, pulling the strings and directing every bullet to where it's got to go and every person to be saved, the person should be saved. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, it's the Yad Hashem. That's another thing. But there is another nekuda, another darga, one could call it, and that's a lotion of getting back to what we asked. Tich leshon of a killer loisel. What does it mean? So I want to quote out a lotion of Rab Dessler, Michtam Eliyahu. He says like this. He says when a person is faced with tzoros. He said, "Yesh beinyan ze chidush godol veisoid musad." This is the chidush michtam eliyahu chelek aleph. Yesh beinyan ze chidush godol veisoid musad. This is a big chidush and a big yesoid, a big foundation. Im yargish ha'odom belevorim. Just reading his doshim. Im yargish ha'odom belevorim. If a person feels in his heart, ve'yakir ha'kor gmurim. Like we said, ve'yodata ha'yoyim v'ashvoyz. We all have a yediyah. We all know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running. But there's extra void of living it. Yargish ha'odom, feeling it. Yargish ha'odom belevorim ve'yakir ha'kor gmurim. Es yad Hashem. He recognizes the hand of Hashem. Mitoich ha'yisurim. Within the yisurim. And that means that sometimes a person sees the Yisurim themselves, he sees how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. If he accepts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this piece of Yisurim, he sees Yad Hashem in it and he feels it. Ve'yavchin es ha'nisim asher lo kederech ha'teva, and he notices the nisim which are not within nature. Asher bohem manig HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'yisurim shebom yisur es ha'odom. That through them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading the Yisurim that with them is meyasser the man. So that's another level. That's a level that when a person sees, not just that he sees, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, he's still watching me. No, even the Yisurim themselves are directed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he sees in them, he sees that's a ness. V'yeshanem ipnei zeh esmas or mera letev legamah. And through that, through understanding and living that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing his Yisurim, and he changes his ma'isim, therefore he realizes it's to teach him something. So he's mefashvash b'ma'iso, and therefore he's doing tshuva. He changes his action. He says, okay, I've got a mischazik day. So if he has that, says Rav Dessel like this, Kein, gamanisim yisav chuteichef. Those nisim, those miracles, will straight away turn around, change over, v'tachas heyoisum nisim l'ro, and instead of them being miracles for bad, they're miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, it's miracles for bad. Pitoim, suddenly you nisim l'toivo. Suddenly they'll change around and be nisim l'toivo. And he carries on. So it's a merdik of all what Rav Dessler is saying. He's saying that when a person gets Yisurim, he gets things that are bad, but he's able to feel HaKor Gmuro, that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's meshane his actions for that. Yeah, he lives with it, and therefore automatically his actions, he fixes this, whatever needs. Automatically HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes those nisim letoivo. So that's another dalga, and that's something which is nekeya. Again, nowadays, to this matzav that we find ourselves in this last year, that I'm quoting someone who said, this happens the whole time. I'm not too much in the news, but it's hard sometimes to follow the news. But a few weeks ago, not so long ago, we had this story with the six hostages who were found killed. Yeah, who were killed a few days before. So someone told me this example. It's like a fascinating. There were six people that were killed. Now, how did the whole world relate to it? How did the world relate to it? So the world saw, you know, you say six hostages killed, the world should cry out against it. No, what did the world say? So they blamed Israel for not doing a hostage deal. Yeah, that's all came out, right? That was all the newspapers. Now, if you think about it, stop and think. It's ridiculous. You know, we go and we koch and we get upset. What, they're blaming us? If you think about it, it's mamash ridiculous. Imagine two nations at war, and then barbarically six people are killed, and the whole world blames their victims because, why didn't you do a hostage deal? So that's something which is, it's better maness. What's going on over here? Does it make sense? Doesn't make sense. And these are things that happen the whole time. I'm just choosing one example. It's like a ridiculous thing. Think about it, it's ridiculous. So what do we see? We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be like that. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the tzoros and everything that comes through, is something shaloi kederech ha'teva. It's shaloi kederech ha'teva. It doesn't make sense. But there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealing with things. People can say, yeah, it's anti-Semitism and all that, but something, there's no seichel in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see the nisim, and if we can, we take this Rav Dessler and realize that we turn around those nisim, And realize that those nisim lera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we fix our maisim tovi, our maisim and turn them around, then straight away miyad nisabchu teichef v'tachas yosem nisim lera you nisim letoivo. So we made that pshat, but we started off that we lain, when we lain the clause, when we lain the clawless last week. And so what is it? It's a hocus pocus. Tich l'shana v'kir l'isel. What's the idea? Now there is this of desla. When a person reads the clawless. And we had our klolos, yeah, we had our klolos this year. And he reads the klolos, and he reads in them that they are koil yad Hashem, they are nisim l'ro, they are miracles l'ro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And a person now takes the deal and he accepts it. There's acceptance over here that the person accepts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who does this in the world. And miyad techef, it's misapech, and there's a tochel shono bilchoysel. That's what happens right away. I see that I won't be able to speak about the 40 days on Childik. I apologize. It was just a tour that I wanted to bring. But I want to end off with a short story that I heard recently, which brings out this point. There was a goy in the camps in the Holocaust. They put over there in one of the camps. I don't know where it was. They put a church there, and they called in a galach, a church. Why? Because for the a goy needs this church. For the Germans, they need a church, and the Nazis will come in and give their confessions. Confessions sometimes. Now this galach, as I heard, he was seen once that he was getting very upset, very, very upset, very worked up. And that's how he was getting, the people saw that he was very uneasy. That's how it carried on for a bit, for a few days, until they were seeing that he was getting more and more and more worked up. Until eventually, after a while, he got so worked up, his mama, she was intense, until one day, he got up and he took her axe, and he announced, he said loud, we think that we are the chosen nation. We think that we, the Germans, are the chosen nation. They are the chosen nation. And he went and he smashed, took the axe and he smashed down his tzelem, cross. He smashed it out. And Lamaisi, he was shot. He was shot right away afterwards. He's saying that the Jews are the chosen nation. So I heard pshat. So what's pshat? Pshat is, I would have thought myself, the pshat is that he heard from the confessions of the Nazis how strong the Yidden were, how they were saying how the Yidden stayed strong with the Munna, that he was so impressed. That's what I thought. That's pshat in this Maisim. But I heard someone tell me from a Moshe Shapiro. Moshe Shapiro said pshat like this. He said that when he saw the Nazis would come and they would tell him their atrocities, and he saw over here that it's so shaloka derech hateva. These crazy things. How can you do it to a human being? How can we get to here? And he thought about it. So he saw this. He saw the ness in it. He saw that it doesn't make sense. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is watching the Yidden the whole time and sending miracles to all. That's what he saw. So he said, they are the chosen nation, not the Germans. That's how we Shapiro Limshan Nemais. So anyway, we should talk a tichle shana v'kile leisel, toche shana v'chosel, we should have a good to give it to you.
I am Eliezer Miller.
Yes, of course I know. I know from Sasser.